Hi, good morning, Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero. Amy Kay in the Playhouse in the Morning, 6:41 in the morning. So on Mondays, we figure you get up and you're going to school or work or wherever, and you're probably not super excited. It's Monday. Most people aren't usually looking forward to Mondays. They just want a job, as we do. So what we do is we do something called Vents Day, and it just gives you an opportunity to just shake off your aggravations, anything that is bothering you, get it out there. 237, it's text 35270. Sometimes it's kind of like a pet peeve thing or just something that's kind of just causing you some annoyance. You have an event today of any kind there, Amy Kay?
Yeah, you witnessed it. 529 this morning. I opened my yogurt. I had a little yogurt smoothie and it spilled. Spilled under my laptop, spilled all over my blanket. So now I have no breakfast and my blanket. Because I'm continuing to use it.
Smells of yogurt.
It does. Can you smell it? It smells rotten.
A little bit. Rotten milk thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, yum.
Mm. I can't. It smells so bad. I tried to wipe it with Clorox wipes, and honestly, it just made it worse. But I'm so cold, I'm going to continue to use the blanket. I'll take it home, hopefully. I'll remember to wash it tonight.
I will say this. What it is, it's giving you a nice little preview of motherhood someday.
Oh, beautiful.
Because like every shirt you own, every blanket in your house, pretty much every piece of furniture, anything cloth, carpeting, will smell of like a dairy, vomity stink at all times. So get used to it.
That's what this smells like. And I keep getting random whiffs of it. So I tried like folding the part that got spilled on in more, and it's not helping. There's no way to mask the smell, but I still need to use a blanket.
And your vents day vents at 237, it's text 35270. What you got for us today? Hello.
We've got this coworker that has this jewelry that is like, you think she's wearing a cowbell.
Okay.
The woman comes to work every day with something on that chimes or rhymes or tingles or clanks.
Got it.
Some loud noise when she's coming down. It's like she's a runaway animal and somebody needs to know where she is. You can never spend any time in the office and wonder if this woman's going to be in the building or not. All you have to do is sit still for a second and you'll hear her clanking somewhere around. It's ridiculous.
You know what I like about it, though, because you're seeing it as a negative thing. Can I put a spin on it for you? You don't seem to like this coworker very much. And it's kind of the equivalent of like when somebody puts a bell on their cat because their cat always sneaks up on them and you can always kind of hear the cat coming. She is that for you. Now, you can always tell when she's coming. So if you don't want to be around her, just escape. That's your window.
You can hear, oh, no, she's coming. Better leave.
Get out.
I don't think she's wearing these items, obviously, to make the noise. I think she just likes them.
Yeah.
Because I have a pair of shoes where the bottoms came out. And so whenever I wear them, it sounds like hollow. It sounds like horseback riding.
I would like if everybody had like a distinct thing on them that made noises, though, because then like in that instance I would always know you're coming.
I know the front desk, anytime I come I can hear them from down the hall. They say, oh, here comes Amy.
Have they ever heard you the tap your foot and called you somebody else?
No,
because that has happened to me and I was like, I have a specific pair of shoes that they make a pretty good clack. And you don't usually hear that kind of clack on men's shoes. So there's a specific woman on another radio station that they start talking to. And then I turn the cord and they're like, oh. And it bothers me every time. And they're like, oh, you're wearing your high heels again. I'm like, they're not high heels. They just got a hard bottom.
No, usually they can tell it's me because it sounds like horseback riding. They're like hollow on the inside. They make a weird noise. I still continue to wear them and I don't care. And I've even tried to go as far to not bother everybody that I'll walk on my tiptoes when I wear them.
I'm like, I don't want to say I'm easily startled, but if I'm super in the zone on something, I get kind of spooked. So I'd like everybody to have some sort of jingle jangle on them because that avoids this instance where have you ever been sitting here just looking at something and somebody's all of a sudden like, hello, and they appear like a genie just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And you go running across the room because you just scare out of you're just out of your skin. It's terrifying.
You do it to me. You come in here all the time and scare me. Everyone does.
So I would prefer everybody jingled.
We all wear little cat collars with bells. Is that your idea?
And distinctive noises. Your vent today.
I cannot stand it when my husband, he leaves a coffee mug in our sink with just a little splash of coffee in it.
Sure.
It's just like, why can't you just rinse the coffee out? I mean, you can leave the mug in the sink, but by the time I get home, that little bit of coffee has dried. Now I have to scrub it out. And it's really annoying. I just, why can't people just rinse the mug out? Why are they leaving it in the sink with just a little bit of coffee and then I have to scrub it? It's just, it's really annoying.
When a coffee cup can, it goes one of two ways. Either you have that where it like crusts and it's disgusting and you're scrubbing at it. But if there's just like a little in there and you just go, psst, little thing of water and just rinse it out, I mean, it's done. It's fine.
Yeah, because otherwise it stains it. You do have to really clean those out. I'm the worst at it because sometimes I'll make coffee in the morning and then I'll leave like half a cup and I just leave it. I don't even dump it out. I'll just leave it right next to the sink.
And that drives people nuts.
I know. I better learn.
Now, are you at least the one cleaning the cup eventually? Do you clean your own cup or do you leave it for
Steven?
Then I'm
the one doing it. No way. It's me cleaning it up.
Do we have some text at Vince Day? Vince.
Yes. Someone said, I understand that people who forget to turn their turn signal on is annoying, but how about the people who forget their turn signal is on? I'm driving behind you and I keep thinking, are you going to turn yet? Just turn it off. Someone else said, my husband leaving time on the microwave. It drives me nuts. Once you get that food out, press clear. Don't leave the time on there. And someone else said, when people at work open my closed door to tell me something and then they're done, they walk away and they don't close it all the way. How hard is it? It's just a flick of the wrist.
Don't you know it was closed when you got here? You're supposed to at least be like, hey, do you want to open or close?
I know. I feel like I always ask that. Do you want me to close your door or leave it open?
Vince, Dave, Vince, is anything you want to gripe about? 237, it's text 35270.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Where we all belong.
Y94.
In the middle of your Vince Day Vince in the Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station. Some text at Vince, Amy K.
Someone said, getting 8 hours of sleep and still not feeling well rested. My body just hurts. Someone else said, people who walk very slow in front of me, but then can't hold a straight line. So they're blocking me when I'm trying to get on either side of them. Constantly happens. I was downtown this weekend at the farmer's market. It was happening there, and it happened when I was grocery shopping.
And your Vince Day event. Good morning.
Hey, what's the problem with people today? Nobody seems to know how to shake a hand anymore. I've never felt such weak, limp things as when somebody gives me the hand to shake. I was brought up the idea you shake a man's hand, and that tells you that tells him what you're like, and it tells you what he's like. A firm handshake. You don't have to break his hand. Just make it firm. Give a little resistance. Push back. Don't be a fish, man. Be a muscle. Be a fist. Be hard, not too hard. Just the perfect practice with somebody, but get it right because I'm not. If I shake another fish, I'm gonna drown myself.
I'm always confused because, you know, I'll do a handshake, and especially if it's, a male, I'll do kind of a squeeze. Not so hard that I'm trying to break his hand or anything, but I expect, like, a little squeeze back. Like, that's the point. Granted, we don't really live in a handshaking society at this point, though I have been shaking more hands, I've noticed. It has been happening more so.
I feel like, as a girl, you really don't shake a lot of hands.
Yeah, and it's not as much pressure to go, like, it's more of just, like, a clasp, and then you're done.
I do remember, though, in school, they would try to teach you how to shake a hand properly, like have a nice grip. And
wait, you took a handshaking
class?
No,
I didn't take a class.
That was a thing?
It wasn't in class, but they talked about it in school. Yeah, how to make it sound like have a nice handshake. I still don't. I feel like mine's just floppy. I'm just like, hey.
Handshaking 101, 3 credits.
That, but we did. We learned how to like a nice handshake. I like how he said you should practice with someone. Who's going to practice handshaking? Hey, want to go to the back and practice handshaking?
Went there. There was all the theories that handshaking will never really quite come back in full force. That was the theory about this time last year. But what I've noticed is that it has come back. Like we were doing some car shopping, shook that guy's hand. We met some people here for work at some meetings, shook all their hands. I think we had some handshakes at the purse party.
I try not to. I just try to give people the peace sign, and I say, hey, what's up? Peace sign it up.
Granted, I did notice that every time somebody shook my hand at the purse party, I was standing by the purses, and when I pulled my hands away, there was money with a note that said, can I have that purse? It was really weird. I got a lot of money, though.
Were the handshakes good, though?
Yeah,
clearly,
fine.
You're getting cash.
Yeah, I mean, they slid the cash. That was pretty nice. Your Vince, Dave Van, hello.
So you're walking, and there's a group of people, a fairly large group of people around you. There's people in front of you and people behind you. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the person in front of you just stops dead in their tracks. They just slam on their brakes. And you keep walking, and you wind up running into them. I think it is the most rude, like self-centered. How do you not know what environment you are around or in at that point that you just slam your own personal brakes on and let whatever accidents happen behind you?
Yeah, I mean, that we had a text like that, too. I mean, that drives me nuts when people all of a sudden just stop walking.
Someone now is talking about people at work. Someone said, drives me nuts. People at work who can't or won't do their job. They would rather be lazy and just sit on their phone and then try to be proactive and work so irritating. There's no work ethic anymore. What happened to people? Yeah, I do feel like so many places do have help wanted signs. It's hard to get people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you finally get someone to work and if they're not doing a good job, that does stink.
Well, and then it seems like it's so hard to get people in the door some places that the bar is so low that the people are there aren't necessarily the cream. It's not the A team.
That's true. I will say that. Yeah. Once you're kind of like, well, I guess we'll take whoever we could get.
Yeah. It's kind of how our boss talks about us. What else?
That's not it.
The best we could do. Hey, a little bit before 7 o'clock, about 7:20, get to announce to you what's following up. Pick your purse as far as contests go. That about 7:20 today. As we creep up on the holiday season, which, hey, man, we're there, right? This Sunday is going to be Halloween. That's all going to be talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff. Are there maybe people that you're not super excited to spend time around? Mm-hmm. There is a solution. What that solution is, if you want to bite into it, after Uptown Funk Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station.